I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, Companeros, starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Andy Daly as Mercury, his faithful rocket steed. Featuring Craig Kakowski as the local yokel Felton, James Urbaniak as his cow, Colin Hanks, John DiMaggio, and Craig Kakowski as Los Bandidos Mutantes, Busy Phillips as the Red Plains Rider, and Mark Gagliardi as Croach the Tracker. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, 'cause it's time for our first thrilling feature, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With his rocket steed below him.
From Earth. I'm a horse with rocket parts.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a kitchen and youngins need a saving, Don is rocket steed, he races across the stars. For he's sworn by the birds of his astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, he rides the outlaw wrongs on Mars. The hyper cattle's and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet buds and jars.
With a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination he has. For those robot ropes, they hardly ever miss.
And I reckon he'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as he can count the shooting stars. For he's sworn by the birds of his astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, he rides the outlaw wrongs.
When last we left our hero, he was nursing the sting of his faithful Martian companion and his best girl running off together. His horse Mercury, given ability to speak by unknowable alien technology, helped our hero cope by providing the unwavering friendship unique to horse and cowboy. Now, we join our hero and his stalwart steed in a dire showdown with an evil alien.
Finally, I, Kring the Cruel, Space Overlord, have the advantage of a Sparks Nevada, the Marshal on Mars. It's die, O'Clock Marshal. Any last words?
I'm from Earth.
Well, of course, I see that they bury you there.
They know too.
Then why bring it up at all?
Hey, look at me! I'm a talking horse!
Great Ganymede! That horse just talked!
Yeah, and I'm still doing it!
What a compelling distraction! What in the world? You shot me while I was distracted! And now for me, it is die! O'Clock, quite a reversal. Have me buried on planet Fum Fum X of the SK system.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
Look it up, please.
It's a busy month. Is that Fum Fum F or Fum Fum PH?
It's not spelled out in human letters.
Then there is just zero chance of me finding it.
Tell my wife I love...
Tell her what? Well, we'll never know.
We did it! Another adventure had by Sparks Nevada, Marshal on Mars, and his faithful equine companion!
Yep, all right. Yeah, you just go ahead and keep talking. I'll just mount you here. Let me get up astride you. Which, now that you can talk, is totally weird.
Boy, 3 great months of adventuring we've had, wouldn't you say, pal?
Just keep your eye on the road, buddy.
Well, I have to tell you, it's so liberating to finally be able to talk about our adventures. I mean, I've had so many opinions about so much that we've done. And now, thanks to unknowable alien technology, we can finally discuss them.
Yeah, which we do. All the time.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, do you remember that time we lassoed that flood?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. Well, you rode me and then you lassoed it.
No, I was there.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I was like, well, this is crazy. I'm riding next to a flood, and then here goes Sparks, and he's lassoing it. So unique.
Unique. It doesn't need a modifier. So just unique.
It was extremely unique. Oh.
Here again. Doesn't need it.
I tell you, memory lane.
It's an absolute.
It was absolutely unique.
Don't do that.
Isn't memory lane such a sweet avenue down which to take an unhurried trot?
Yeah, I reckon that's enough adventuring for today. Just take us to town, boy.
Sure.
Hiya.
Hey, you know how you tell a robot or an alien or an outlaw how you're from Earth before you outgun them?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm from Earth. You know how you do that?
I reckon, yeah.
Okay, well, I was thinking, how about after you say, I'm from Earth, but before you outgun the bad guy, how about if I say, and I'm a horse? Now, that would be great, right?
Let me give that some thought.
Sure, of course. Hey, I don't want to rush into something like that. Hey, when we get back to town, you want to stand outside the saloon and watch me talk to drunk people as they come out? It's good. They just get so surprised sometimes, you know. They get all goggle-eyed, then they stare at their bottles, and then they throw them away. Well, it's funny.
Yeah, hey, I'm just making conversation, but you know the radiation cloud that's responsible for giving all animals the ability to talk?
I think I do, buddy.
Sure, yeah. Is that, you reckon that's dissipating? Anytime soon? Like, you think is it getting harder for you to sustain the power of speech, like even a little, maybe soon?
Not even a little bit. You're in luck. I'm as able to talk as ever.
That is so super lucky.
Yeah.
Marshall, help!
Oh, howdy, Felton.
Howdy, Marshall. Mercury?
Felton?
You both know my horse, Cupid?
Hello, Marshall. Mercury?
Cupid.
Now, Marshall, help! I was making supper for me and my boy, and I heard a hollering from my ranch.
And I was galloping in the field, taking in the day, in this truly lovely weather, which we've been blessed with. But that's Mars at this time of year. Truly lovely.
Anyway.
As I say, I heard a hollering.
Oh, a noisome din arose from the field, wherein this man's hypercattle are kept. You're familiar, are you not, with the planetoids, gargantuan hypercattle?
Yeah, so the hypercows were hollering?
Sure, on account of we animals. Well, we can talk.
You don't say.
I do say,
no,
because I can talk. And I'm a horse.
Well, long story short, one of my hopper cows got herself rustled. Help!
You get a look at these rustlers, Felton?
No, help!
I, however, witnessed the misdeed as it transpired and received rather an eyeful.
Mm.
Three gentlemen, and I use the term archly, each of these so-called gentlemen, tall in stature, prominently mustachioed, adorned with bandoliers, and topped with sombreros. They looked to my admittedly untrained eye like to be mutants.
Yeah. Sounds like Los Banditos Mutantes are back.
Well, that sounds like a job for the marshal and his horse.
Can't see any way around it. Anyway, thanks for the heads up, Felton. Cupid.
Of course, Marshal.
Good day, Marshal. Mercury.
Cupid.
Meanwhile, on the red plains of Mars, Los Banditos Mutantes rustle some hypercattle.
Mis amigos, we have successfully rustled this hypercattle this day.
Yes!
It would be a feather in the cap of Los Banditos Mutantes If we were not unable to wear caps due to the feathers already protruding from our scalps.
Bueno.
Yes.
But this wrestling, this is only a tier in a multi-step plan I have for us in regards to trafficking livestock.
Tell us more.
Elaborate.
I will. We shall sell this hyper cow, and that money will be pure profit, as it is stealing it. This cost to us was negligible.
Only the cost of the humongous rope.
Yes, 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 yes. Or as I say in Space Spaniel, si.
Si.
You see, this wrestling that we have done today is the cornerstone of a large investment scheme. We shall invest the profit from selling this stolen hypercow into partial ownership of a supercow, thus effectively cow flipping.
Yes.
That is terrible.
Yes, yes. But first, in order to sell him, we must make our ownership of this hypercow unassailable. So, I have created a branding iron that shall rebrand it with a brand of our own, which incorporates the old brand within it.
Sklor, you have thought of everything.
I have. See. Here is my branding iron. What do you think? Be honest.
I don't dislike it.
Is that Comic Sans? It looks like comics.
No, what the font? No.
It is Comic Sans.
No, it is not. I do dislike it now.
It is
my creation. It took 3 weeks. Okay, yes, it's a little bit the Comic Sans. Yes.
Maybe if you put serifs on it.
Okay, no.
No way you're branding me, Bandidos. No.
It's okay.
Talking cow.
It's okay.
Oh my God! It's a talking cow.
I can't believe it.
He said exactly what I said.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Yes.
We don't need no stinking serifs anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Shush. All right.
You got a talking cow, but now you got a yelling one. Help, Marshall!
No! Shush! Quiet! Do not. No. Especially, do not call for the Marshall. No.
Marshall.
Too late. I'm already here.
And he's...
Oh, come on.
...from Earth. And I'm a horse.
Yeah, why don't you let me handle this one, Mercury?
All right.
Marshall, I'm a witness and a victim. I overheard their whole plan. I'm prepared to testify in court or swear out a statement right now in case the courthouse has stairs. Cows can't climb stairs.
Well, horses can.
Well, move for horses, but cows can't. No,
I heard that cows do have the ability to descend stairs, but not like they do. What?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I have heard that too.
No, yes. It amounts to the same thing, don't it?
Anyway,
up down doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay, you are like Mool. All right, Mool says that he is allergic to cilantro, but in truth, he does not like the taste of it.
Yes.
It tastes like soap.
All right.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Look, everyone who isn't a marshal, be quiet. You can tell which one of us is a marshal because he's wearing a marshal badge and a couple laser pistols he's got pointed at you, mutantes. Get out of here, cow. Go on home.
Okay, then. Thanks. No.
All right, the rest of you, put your hands up.
Sparks Nevada, look out!
Aye!
Oh, yeah!
Crouch?
Oh, great! This guy.
Macropa, your equine has the power of speech.
Yeah, animals can talk. Anyway... What are you doing here, Kirch? Are you alone?
With several of my aural senses, I heard a cry for help.
Yeah, that was the cow I saved, you heard. Animals can talk. You must have seen that I got this. Why'd you shoot the mutantes?
You and your limited senses. Did you not see the secondary set of arms possessed by these beings?
You guys. You got secondary arms? Do you? Do you have secondary arms?
Not anymore. This Martian shot them off.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this Martian shot them off. And just because, why? Just because we're going to use them to get the drop on the Marshal and shoot him to death?
Correct.
Probably, yeah.
Well, you shot them off, and they shall not grow back for 4 days.
Anyway, reckon I'm under onus to you for helping me out.
Oh, come on. Don't start with this onus stuff again.
No onus. I mean, that's serious business for you, Martians. So, if you ain't still riding with anybody, like, say, the Red Plains rider who you done rode off with that one time, arguably breaking hearts. Not my heart. My heart was not broken, but someone's heart at some point may have been. But if you ain't riding with her no more.
Are you?
Are you still riding with her? With Red? Riding with Red? Speaking of which.
The Red Plains Rider!
The Red Plains Rider!
The Red Plains Rider!
Yeah! You did it, Blue One. You beat me.
Blue One? Yeah.
I told you, Red One. I possess knowledge of shortcuts.
Oh.
Red One? I just threw up in my mouth. And outside of my mouth. Like a lot. Like it's all over, like don't nobody step in it.
They had to call you the shortcutter instead of the tracker, Blue One.
All right, enough. Howdy, Red.
Nevada, looks like you got this in hand. It look in hand to you, Blue One?
It does, Red One.
Yep, all wrapped up. Thanks for stopping by. We actually had it all in hand here. Hand and hoof, respectively.
You both know my horse.
I'm Mercury. I'm a horse. And Sparks is best pal. Right, Sparks?
Really? Best pal?
Yep. A cowboy and his horse, you know. Traditionally the best of pals.
Did it suddenly get full of social tension in here, or is it just me?
Yes,
okay. You know what? Let's inch towards our ship, amigos mutantes. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Mercury and I have been adventuring around. Mercury and I are really happy together. Oh, we recently stopped Kring the Cruel. You know that one overlord? You know him?
Sure, yeah. Oh, good job. You menace that guy.
Yeah, totally. Totally good job. Totally menace. How are you guys doing? None of my business. Not good, though, probably, or... I mean, you know, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, what? Just this and that. Right. Doing some, adventuring.
Yeah.
Riding around Mars.
Sure.
Which we designate Galut Prakt Ar.
Oh, yeah. No, we designated that.
Well, why did you not just designate it that, then?
To spare Nevada from hearing me designate it.
Well, he is able to discern that we would both designate it that.
Yeah, but we ain't the only ones with feelings.
Ah, right. Emotions. I am new to emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Red One, this is why you designate our time at the waterfall as this and that?
Waterfall.
Exactly. He doesn't need to know about our near nonstop cavorting.
Ew, no, I do not. Gross.
Nope. He doesn't even care about it.
Nope.
We're going almost to the ship.
The banditos are getting away.
Yeah, I should probably attend to the... Or unless you guys want to.
I could,
if you're,
but, you know, you go ahead.
I mean, if,
no.
Are you sure? Because
if you're sure,
we could.
Totally.
I'm the marshal.
Yeah.
Bomb it off! We shall return, Marshal Nevada. In greater than 4 days, that's 4 days.
You guys, they got away!
Yeah. Good one, Mercury. Crouch Red, do not blame yourselves.
We do not.
Well, it was your fault, so.
Oh, our fault?
Yeah.
Oh, you know it was.
No. Hang on. Look, we're gonna run into each other once in a while, what with all of us riding around the planet, righting the outlaw wrongs on Mars. We gotta figure out a way to make it so nobody gets distracted or blamed or, you know, weird.
All right. Maybe we draw a line across the planet. You what? Two stay on the volcano side, and I'll stay on the town side.
With me! Your buddy!
Yeah. Look, I thought maybe I was ready to see you both, but I guess I wasn't.
Yep. Me and Sparks are the best buddies in the whole universe, probably.
I didn't expect to feel this way.
Oh, Nevada, come on. You ain't being fair.
Super best pals.
I did not expect to miss you as much as I do.
I ain't apologizing again, Nevada. I made my choice.
Yeah, no, I was talking to Crouch.
What?
I was talking to...
Your kid!
You were?
Crouch, I didn't know it, but, you know, looking back, with this time away, it turns out you are, well, you're my best.
Your best what, Sparks, Nevada?
That you are my best. My best. Like,
oh, hey, you guys, Sparks, guys, can you feel it? That radiation is finally dissipating. Guys, I'm losing my ability to talk here.
Yeah, well, we knew that was coming, so.
Yeah, well, so
anyway, like, Crouch,
I guess my point is that if you have anything that you would like to say to me, you know, now would be the time, because...
Your equine is mistaken. The radiation is not dispersing.
No, it is. It really is.
I detect it with two of my visual senses.
Okay, well, there's stuff you can't see, Crouch the Tracker.
That is erroneous.
Crouch. Shh. Just let him.
Goodbye, Sparks Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasure riding with you, or by you. With you riding on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it ain't goodbye exactly. I mean, it'll be the same, only without you talking. So... Win-win.
Well, before I go, do you want to maybe sing our song?
Oh, shush. No, don't.
Y'all got a song that you sing?
Well, there's magic in songs, Sparks. Maybe us singing will have enough magic in it that I'll be able to still talk despite all this radiation dissipating.
Which it is not doing.
What do you say? Huh?
I'm good. Thank you.
No, you should sing. You guys, cowboy and his horse.
Horse and his cowboy. Running out of time here, so come on. Oh boy, here we go.
I pass. Stop.
Well, this is it, then.
It's it.
I mean, the end of talking. For good.
For great.
I mean, unless we sing, you know. No? Okay. All right. Well, then that's the end of it, then, forever, I guess. Huh? Okay, well, that'll do it. Goodbye.
Bye. You're still gonna be here.
What? One last burst, okay? It could be about the length and quality of a song. You know what I mean? You sure? I mean, really? One? Okay.
No.
Well, fine then. Well, bye.
We best be getting on. You are. A complicated fellow, Nevada.
I ain't.
See? Even you don't get you. I'll see you back at the waterfall, Blue One.
What's with this water?
For further cavorting?
Oh, you better believe it.
Gross.
I accept.
See you around, Nevada.
I do not enjoy this misdesignation, blue one. I
reckon you wouldn't. Yeah.
Your equine is faking.
Yeah, let him. Hiya!
Winnie!
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada and his faithful equine companion? Conversationally, yes. But with whom shall Sparks Nevada have adventures? The answer may surprise you. Find out in next month's thrilling adventure, The Return of Croach the Tracker.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.